Hi, this is James Shramko, and today we're having a chat with Leanne King, who's probably better known as the WP Queen. How are you, Leanne?
I'm good, thanks, James. How are you?
Very, very good. In fact, I'm rather excited about Fastweb Formula 2 live event coming up in Sydney in September. And one of the reasons I'm excited is because you're coming along to the event.
I am indeed. I am really looking forward to it. I can't believe the lineup of people that you've got there. It's just so exciting.
Well, I've got quite a few experts coming, and you're one of the experts. And the reason I invited you to come along is because I think internet marketers are more than aware that WordPress is where it is at in terms of being able to build massive websites or automatic websites, which are very easy to use, that Google loves, and that you can even sell to other people and they can use it as well because of the way that the content management system works. And aside from that, just about every outsourcer on the planet can learn WordPress reasonably well and can, you know, make changes for you so that you don't actually have to do it yourself. One of the things I'm interested to find out in today's chat is what sort of changes have been going on with the upgrade to WordPress 3? Has it been chaos or has it run smoothly?
There's a few little bugs, mainly things with images and whatnot, but they're all sorted out pretty quickly. But I think the small minor bugs that are in the first release version are minor compared to what WordPress 3 does. I mean, it really has taken WordPress from a blogging software to a CMS, which is what people have wanted for so long now. So it's WordPress, you know, 2.9, it was fantastic and you could build any site that you wanted with it. WordPress 3.0 is just a whole different level because of the amount of functionality that you can now do. It's just awesome. I'm changing all of my sites over to WordPress Mew at the moment, which is incorporated in WordPress 3. And that just makes it easier for outsourcers to deal with. When I was watching one of my outsourcers on Log Me In one night, I realised that they don't do things quite as fast as me. And one of the ways that I can speed up their time and productivity, which I'm paying for, is by installing WordPress MU and just automatically having plugins and themes there automatically happening, so they just need to add a domain. So if you're thinking about building a site, now you can do it even faster. It's just awesome.
So can you just explain how that works, just for someone listening, if they're not sure what WordPress MU is, can you just give us sort of the simple terms? What are you talking about here?
Well, WordPress MU has been around for a long time. MU stands for multi-user, meaning that you can have multiple blogs on the one root install. So you install WordPress on one site and you can have, you know, 5 million blogs hanging off it in directories or subdomains, if you like. What WordPress Mew also allows is you to use domain mapping. So instead of having different sites, so like James Shramko site number one, James Shramko / site number two, you can also map your individual domains to the install. So you would just have all your domains would display just like they would an add-on domain. So that show us with James Shramko, site one, but there's only one install of software there. So that does two things. It makes it faster on your server and on your bandwidth. And secondly, it makes it quicker for you to install sites. Because if you just have to add a domain to your WordPress site, that's 2 minutes work instead of install WordPress via Fantastico, add your domain to your shared hosting account, install all your plugins and themes. That's like 15 minutes work. With WordPress multi-user, that's 2 minutes work with using a domain mapping plugin. So very simple, great if you're using outsources, makes it really simple for you to set up specific types of sites. So if you build niche sites, for example, you just have one theme and the type of plugins that you want on the install, and that will go across as many blogs as you create on that install. So you're saving massive amount of time. If you're using an outsourcer, also doing is posting, copying and uploading your articles, using an automatic upload article maker and a plug in like Headspace and you're pretty well cut down the process to 5 minutes. WordPress MU has always been around, by the way, but in WordPress 3.0, it's now incorporated. So with WordPress 3.0, it works automatically with WordPress MU. Originally, it was a separate type of thing, and you needed separate themes and separate plugins, and they didn't always work that well, but now it is all WordPress 3. And so all you need to do is just make a little edit to your config file, and you can run a million blogs off the one installer. And, of course, when WordPress upgrades, we all hate going in there and logging into the dashboard to, you know, spend a minute clicking Tools Upgrade. If you've only got a few sites, that's only going to take you 5 minutes. If you've got 500 sites, it takes you a while to upgrade all of those blogs. With WordPress MU, all you're doing is going in and doing it once, and it's upgrading across all your installs.
Right. So I'm guessing that if you sold off any part of that, that could be complicated?
Well, pretty easy, really. The separate blogs work on like an add-on domain in virtual space. So what you would do is just back up your blog and do an import and export of posts if you're going to sell the site.
Right, so you can siphon off part of it.
Yeah, siphon it off and just cancel the account and, you know, add another blog if you want. You can have as many on there as you want. The other exciting things about WordPress 3.0 are the menus, which previously it was really hard. Say you've got your forum at super fast results and your blog at internet marketing speed, and you wanted to link directly from your site in the navigation bar over to the forum. You had to either hack away at your theme or use a plugin like AdLinks too. So now you don't need to do that. In your menu, you can just put any sort of links that you want to link out to other sites or inner pages of your own site. So it makes navigation the way that you actually want it to be, easy as point and paste.
Yeah, that's nice. I used to just make a page and then put the redirect down below in the little bits.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think the big trends are with... There seems to be a lot of discussion about auto-blogging lately. It seems to be back in play. Maybe people are saying that with the Google Caffeine update, you need fresh content. So, of course, people jump on the bandwagon with this. And I was speaking about it to Andy the other day on a different interview. I wonder what your take is. Have you seen much more activity in the WordPress market?
Yeah, I mean, people are, you know, I've actually got this little one-page site about auto-blogging and it makes me quite a lot of money per month. So, you know, one-page site that has no content on it virtually makes $500 a month. So, and it took me about 2 minutes to set up that site. So I think, you know, auto-blogging is fine, but I think people don't really do it properly. So, you know, first of all, I think they just whack up all of these sites that are, no thought has gone into the keyword research. No thought has gone into the niche. They haven't done any SEO on them and they don't add any unique content. Whereas I think if you do auto-blogging, you've got to remember that there's a bit of trade-off because you're not going to go to that site all the time. It's going to run in the background. So spend a few hours, maybe 2 hours, setting it up so that you don't have to do any work for a few months. And if you set it up correctly by using a plugin like Headspace 2 for your SEO keywords, use a plugin like Post Layout Pro to add a bit of content before and after each post that's auto-blogged. You're adding a little bit of uniqueness in there. And always add a little bit of your own unique content. I mean, if you want people to come back, you should be putting something there that will entice them, as well as being an aggregator for other services. And the other thing is that people tend to make auto blogs pretty standard. You know, they suck in the same sort of feeds from Google and they don't really think about any sort of related content that a visitor would be interested in. So give it a little bit more thought is what I would suggest.
Yeah, that's good tips. I'll throw in there that we found, I mean, I also, like you, I've got one-page sites that make a lot of money. So I'm not buying into this has-to-be-fresh thing just yet. Secondly, you can combine the two. I like to have a static page as the home page on a monetized blog and make the auto blog stuff behind it, which is actually what we do with super fast results. If people have a closer look at that, they'll see that there's a sales opt-in page on the home page, which is always there. And behind that is the blog with the auto content, which is 100% automated, but it's actually feeding from a unique source that's continually updated with keyword-rich words. But the device that we have on every single page, it has the call to action for the opt-in. So it's actually quite an effective conversion process.
Yeah, I do that on some eBay sites. So I'll have another little site, or for instead of calling it blog, I actually call it news, and I run all the RSS stuff through there and have it linked back to the homepage where I want them to go.
Fantastic.
So all the context coming through automatically. But, you know, as I said, I use these plugins to add a little bit of uniqueness and also to put the call to action to go to the front page to buy the product.
Now, what's your favourite plugin? So I know that I've heard you say before that you should be sparing with your plugins because of things like maintenance, and they can sometimes conflict. Do you have a couple that you just love that you always put on a website?
I do have my favourites, but I don't like to treat any plugins differently, because I actually adore plugins, and I've been playing with some new ones this week, and I'm just waiting to see the results of them, because they might quickly become my new favourites. One of my favourites is always Platinum SEO. I love that plugin because it has the really easy customization. If you're just making a niche site, really easy to put in your SEO keywords and plus change that for different parts of the site that you want that to display in, as well as making it really easy to do no index and no follow, etc., if that actually works with the search engines on particular pages. My next favourite plugin is Headspace 2. Again, it's an SEO plugin. I don't use it with Platinum SEO. I use it if I'm doing auto blogs or data feed sites where the information is coming through and it's all automatically being generated. So I'm not actually there when I'm making the post. So obviously I don't have the opportunity to do the SEO on it as it's posting. With Headspace 2, then that content will order the SEO words that I've chosen will automatically correspond with the content that's coming in. So it saves me actually having to go in and edit posts and put that in. One of my other favourites is TagPig, which is a tagging plugin. And again, it's a great plugin to use if you're doing things automatically, because it will automatically find the relevant tags and you don't have to do them for automated content coming in. My favourite plugin of all time, and it's one that I use on any sort of site, is WebGenius Pro, which automatically submits your RSS feeds to the RSS aggregators. That plugin, I think, is responsible for getting one of my sites a page 3 ranking with no SEO whatsoever, and indented listings, because that's the only thing that I did with a particular site to get it there, was install that plugin, and it's an all-time favourite. There are a few other RSS plugins around that do something similar. I've used them, I don't like them, I don't recommend them.
No, I use the WebGenius one on all of our niche blogs as well. I love that one. I also like the FB Like one, because I can get some viral sort of social proof happening on the sites.
Yeah, it's good if you're doing it for particular blogs, I don't like to do too many.
Can you use or should you use Headspace 2 or Platinum SEO if you're using Thesis?
You don't need to. Thesis already has built-in SEO, so you don't need to use that plugin if you don't want to. If you're worried about no index and no follow, I believe in the latest version of Thesis that's covered anyway. So there's no real reason to use it. The theme already has those components where you can put that information in. If you wanted to, you could, but you don't really need to. You just make sure you fill out all the details on the theme correctly.
Leanne, do you use any plugins to auto bookmark?
Yes.
What's
I
your
use my
favorite?
own plug. It's my own. It's the one that I haven't released yet.
Ah, it's like a beta. Is it? Does it do something like the OnlyWire one, or I used to use a really good one. Or I think it was. Oh, I can't remember what it's called now, but it was really killer. But they sort of kept mucking around with upgrades on it.
What it
Auto
does
social
is,
poster, social poster, or something like that.
yeah, that's quite an expensive plugin.
Yeah.
This one won't be expensive like that. We have automatic capture in it so that you pay one of the decapture authorities like $2 or whatever, and you get like 1,000 decaptures where it automatically fills in the image for you. So it's a bit hands-free in that regards. But also it's you can set the way that it posts, like you can post randomly or you can stagger out your submissions and change your tags, etc. Because out of all the bookmarking plugins that I tested and tried and used, the submissions were really janky. Like sometimes you get like 3 bookmarks going through and then sometimes you get 50. I like to have something a little bit more natural so I can control the drip rate. So that's why I got the plugin created. But I haven't released it yet. One of the many WP Queen products
Awesome. Well,
coming.
maybe we'll find out, and maybe we'll get some. We'll see if we can twist your arm at Fastweb Formula 2
Yeah,
to get us a special backdoor to that or something.
it's going to be good because it's a good coder working on it, and I think when you're picking coders, it's really good if you've got. I've had a lot of plugins developed over the last few years, and when I use a plugin coder that's actually an internet marketer, I get a much better result because they actually understand where I'm coming from. So for plugins that I get created just for internet marketing, I always try and choose someone that is already in the internet marketing space so that they know what I'm driving at and what I want to achieve. You know, for plugins that are just doing something functional like search and replace or whatever, then it can just be anyone.
Awesome. Yeah, I like that. Getting the right people on the job, get the right result.
I have about three different coders that I use, and you know, it's only one coder that I'll use for internet marketing projects because you know, you do need the right people on the bus, as they say, you built to last.
Yes. Okay. Now, I know that you're about to start some private coaching, and that's because you get so many people asking you questions. Just so that we can get a real takeaway from this interview, I'd like you to tell me what sort of thing do you get asked all the time that people could implement today to get further down the track with their WordPress blogs? You know, what's a really useful thing that people should consider when they're doing their WordPress installations or actual blogging that you get asked over and over again that we could solve for the majority of people?
Do you know, I get such a variety of questions, James, that I don't know that I can sort of table any into a particular order. But one that does frequently come up is problems with RSS. People don't really understand RSS, or they don't know how to make an RSS feed, and they find that all a little bit complicated. So what I would suggest, and the quickest, fastest, and the best thing that anybody could ever do, is I believe you have a post on this, I could be wrong. Is and if you could put the link below this podcast, that'd be good, James.
Yep.
Is they go and install WebGenius Pro. It is the best RSS software, and they will never need to think about their RSS feed again. They don't need to worry about making accounts or doing anything with the RSS feed aggregators because there's a number of account number of RSS feeds that can be submitted without you actually having an account. So all they need to do is install the plugin, and every time they make a post, it's going to go and submit something like 20 RSS feed sites that they don't even have to spend 5 minutes setting up an account for, that they can just get that automatically done, and that worry will then be gone from their head. But more importantly, they're going to get so much value from that plugin. It is a paid plugin. It's too cheap, in my opinion. I've used that plugin on every site and sites that I've never done any link building on, never done any marketing, whatever, that I've been totally lazy about. I have page rank of 3, and first result in the search engines because of that plugin. It's the only thing that I've used. It's my ninja secret weapon.
Well, I use it on all of mine, and my Ninja Pinos install it on every blog that we build. And some of the installations we've had just in the last month or two are already on page one for fairly competitive two-word phrases in big markets.
I was going to say, what took you so long?
Well, I don't actually – I've got so many domains now, I don't actually go and type them in every day, but I went and typed a couple in yesterday, and sure enough, I was on page one for the majority of the ones that I'd selected, and it's very exciting. But I'm sure things like that really help. But to hear you rave about it, that gives me great confidence in it.
I've used it. I never told anyone for years that I was using it because I didn't want anyone to know that I didn't do much work, that I just let something else do it all for me. And then I told people about a year or so what my secret weapon was. But, for about a year and a half or whatever, I held that one pretty close to my chest because I didn't want everyone to use it. And now I know people will probably be tempted to use other plugins instead of that one, but I really strongly discourage it. I've used every plugin. My WordPress plugin bill is always enormous every month on things that I buy and try out. And the other paid plugin that there is, I respect the developer a lot, but I don't think it's a fully functional plugin. It's not as good as WebGenius Pro, and it needs significant changes in order to be that good. And the free ones are just really not good at all. They don't stagger the submissions, and they don't go to as many sites.
Yeah, I was using a different one as well, and it half destroyed a few of the blogs that I had. It locked them all up into to no it double put double no follows on every single link. Had to take it off, and I think they've just released an update for it, but too late from my point of view. And this is why it's really good to get the right information from the right person, and that's exactly why I've asked you to come along to share some more secrets with us. So I'm so looking forward to what else we can talk about at the event. Obviously, there's only so much we can reveal to the public. I certainly have another RSS process that I'll be talking about at Fastweb Formula 2, which is...
I believe I know what that is. I think it's one that I use myself, but
I
think everyone would have to wait to hear that one.
But deal, we'll after I hit end to the recording, we might have a private chat, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that with the people who pay to come along to the event, and I really think it'll speed up their internet marketing progress. So thanks so much for sharing the time with us, and I'm really looking forward to catching up in a few weeks.
Not a problem. Great to talk to you today, and hopefully I'll meet you in person, it's 6 weeks?
Yeah,
it's not far away.
6 or 7 weeks now, and I've just, the event's actually sold so well that I've had to, I'm just about to send out an email to close off the refresher training, which is people who come back, because they've filled half the room straight away off just one email. So we're almost full.
Just watching the videos from one of your other events, I can understand how it sold out so fast.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. Thanks, Leanne.
Bye.